Hi, I'm Elizabeth McCullough, and this podcast is brought to you from the McGuffey Art Center by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Be up to date on local news. Subscribe to our feed at www.sevillepodcast.com. I stopped in at McGuffey recently to speak with artist, filmmaker, and author Russell Richards of Charlottesville. When I first met Richards in the spring of this year, he had just published his book, The Art and Innards of Russell U. Richards. Innards is filled with beautiful reproductions of Richards' artwork, but it is also in part the story of how he overcame ulcerative colitis, a disease that had impacted his daily life for 10 years. After radical surgery for the condition, Richards was beginning to put his life back together on a new footing when the unthinkable happened.
Well, let's see. Since then, I had a bike accident and I broke both of my arms. So I was kind of unable to do much in the way of artwork for, I'd say, about a month there. My whole summer has just been pretty much occupied with this whole broken arms thing. And I eventually had some surgeries on both arms, and now I'm back sort of in the game, and I'm sculpting and drawing.
Richards lost the use of both hands at first. Then after each surgery, he was limited to the use of one or the other hand. He had to learn to do everything with his left hand, then relearn how to do everything again with his right hand. In the course of his recovery, Richards found some time to think about the direction his art was going.
Kind of trying to shift gears now. For so long, I've been doing images, you know, like prints or paintings, drawings, things to frame and put on the wall. But recently I've been really wanting to do something a little bit more kinetic, one might say, or something that resonates a little bit more with a contemporary audience.
Making use of his degree in filmmaking, Richards has turned to movies as a way to connect with a wider audience. He is currently at work on a short horror film called Sins of the Fly.
I've been doing a Super 8 film that I've been shooting since February, and it's pretty much in the can. I'm still editing the thing and doing the sound and special effects, kind of post-production work, and it's really neat. I'm really happy with it.
Sins of the Fly features local talent.
It's really neat. I'm working with a lot of actors and this great musician, Andy Dean from Bella Morte. A lot of the guys from Studio Art Shop, oddly enough, are sort of my cast and crew. It just kind of happened that way. I've got like five different people who either work or have worked at Studio Art Shop as my cast, and or crew members or puppeteers or doing the sound or whatnot. I got an ex-girlfriend who's the actress in the film, and just a whole host of people. We borrowed a pink Cadillac for one day of filming. Yeah, that was so much fun. It's this lady here in Charlottesville who owns this just gorgeous pink Cadillac, and another lady lent us her trained dog, and this dog could do anything. It's been a real blast making this film, and I think that some of that energy really shows in the finished product.
I asked Richards how his illness, accident, and recovery had affected his work.
Well, this has really been the test. You know, I've been doing a lot of work on myself, meditating, for example, and just being aware of my habitual ways of thinking. And I had finally reached a place where I was beginning to experience some contentment when this accident happened. And so I've tried to, you know, rather than sort of throw up my broken arms in despair, I've viewed this as being more of a test of my newfound centeredness. I think especially with film, that you're no matter how much you plan it, once you're actually there and on the set, for example, or on the location, there's a thousand things that are different you know, than what you had envisioned. And you just got to be open to that. What I'm having to learn in life, and which is also manifesting itself in my work, is to let go, you know, to loosen up and to just be a little bit more open to just what happens from moment to moment. It's not easy.
Richards plans to submit the finished movie to film festivals and make it available on the internet. He wants to reach out to a wider audience with his work.
That it was. So I thought to myself, well, what is the contemporary art form? And there's the web, and there's YouTube videos, and there's movies and TV. And, you know, for whatever you think of those things, they're what matters now. They're what reaches people. And I want to work in such a way as to have an audience. I want to reach people with my work. And so I figured, well, then I'm going to have to adapt. I'm going to have to stop expecting the world to discover me and start working in a medium that is relevant to today.
Creativity, persistence, courage. These are the qualities I admire in Russell Richards.
As you know, I was very ill for a long time, and what kind of got me through it was expressing myself through my art, kind of kept me sane throughout that period. It was a 10-year period of my life, and however, art making is necessarily kind of a solitary exercise, which was fine then, you know, but now that I'm well again, I'm kind of trying to get out and emerge into the world. And I suddenly found that sort of working by myself in this little hermetically sealed environment, spending so much time in my head, was just not very satisfying or rewarding for me anymore. I kind of didn't need it so much as I did once upon a time. Not that I don't have the creative urge. I mean, I do. It's as fierce as it's ever been. It's just that now I feel the need to kind of get out there, you know, and interact more with the outside world.
Richard's work can be seen at his studio in the McGuffey Art Center or at www.russellrichards.com. You can order his book, Art and Innards, from his website or pick up a copy at McGuffey. This has been Elizabeth McCullough for the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. New stories are posted every day at www.sevillepodcast.com. Thanks for listening.